Two of the year's biggest policy proposals, the state budget and full-day kindergarten, both bank on the state collecting more money from gamblers. In total, close to $30 million via Keno and online lottery tickets. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, the changes mark the biggest expansion of gambling in New Hampshire in more than a decade.
Talk to Governor Sununu about his recent legislative accomplishments, and he's quick to spread the credit. That's particularly true when it comes to the gambling policies, online lottery and Keno. Sununu didn't propose, but ended up endorsing.
The legislature, I think, did a great job really looking at these pieces individually and deciding whether they were in the best interest of the state, and clearly they decided they were.
Have you ever played Keno?
I can honestly tell you I don't think so. No, I don't think I've played it.
Clearly, the governor's not a regular at the winner's circle. The sprawling sports bar is just over the New Hampshire border in Salisbury, Massachusetts. Keno's been available there since 1993. When I visited recently, Bob Seymour, a retired school administrator, told me he's been playing longer.
I've been playing Keno for 30 years. It's a great game, and you shouldn't play it because the chances of winning are not good. So.
But that doesn't stop you?
That's my story. No, it's a stupid game.
You're playing right now.
I am, as we speak. I am a player.
But it's a stupid game.
This was at 11:30 in the morning on a Wednesday.
This is my second beer. I'm going to have one more, and that's it. So would you like a beer?
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
A beer wasn't Bob's only recommendation.
You ought to just pick one of those cards up. Come on. Play one game. I'll split it with you. Huh?
I'll play one game. I mean,
no, play five games for five games. For $5. $2.50 a piece.
I'll defer to your expertise.
I mean, I am an expert.
Plenty of other experts consider Keno among the worst bets in gambling, but its popularity, particularly with players of a certain age, is undeniable. New Hampshire's hoping to attract younger players, people less likely to play midday Keno at the local bar, with online lottery. That will allow players to buy lottery tickets on their smartphones. Both games are already in Massachusetts. Jeff Dufort, one of the Winner Circle's owners, thinks the outcomes in New Hampshire, particularly on Keno, will hinge on implementation.
You know, it depends on how they do it. You know, Massachusetts does it really well. And I've talked to people that have gone to other states, and they said, you know, Massachusetts Keno is much more exciting and better payouts.
It's also big, $900 million in annual sales, $23 million of that wagered by people from the Granite State. That was part of New Hampshire Lottery Director Charles McIntyre's pitch to lawmakers this spring.
Massachusetts is the largest Keno state in the U.S. and the largest Keno per capita in the world. The biggest Keno retailer in the world exists on our border, and three of the top 10 in Massachusetts actually form part of the border of New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Keno's been good for Massachusetts' bottom line, but what Keno will do for New Hampshire is far from clear. Plenty, including the number of games per hour, payouts, and licensing details, still need to be sorted out by lawmakers. And since cities and towns must approve Keno before local bars and restaurants can offer it, there's a lot that remains unknowable. Right now, the New Hampshire law presumes 250 licenses will get issued. Lottery Director McIntyre told lawmakers he'd expect the number to double if we end up adopting a Massachusetts-style policy where Keno can be played outside of bars and restaurants.
We're happy to do whatever the legislature and the governor want. This is an operational matter for us, an infrastructure.
Back at the winner's circle, the operational matter of Bob's and my crack at Keno Glory was increasingly touch and go.
Okay, here comes your last game.
I know. Oh, he's looking. He's looking at all the numbers.
And I was looking for him, Bob.
We got $3.
Or a net loss of two.
We got $3.
There with Bob.
No, give it to her. Well, we'll get him next time. I'll come up to your country.
And Bob will be welcome. If all goes according to plan, he and anyone else of age will be able to play Keno in New Hampshire by late spring. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.